Hello, we're in a lesson in the topic of from lo lishma we come to lishma. You can find the study materials on the website and the Arvut system.
From
lo lishma we come to lishma.
Yes, we continue this process of entering Lishma for her sake, and we see, even from history, from our evolution, that we always come from a state of absence to a state of revealing or revelation. And this is where we are. Of course, it takes a lot of patience and many efforts, and such efforts that we're not naturally drawn to do by our will to receive. But on the contrary, we can advance toward our correction only through an effort that is above our nature, that is, which is entirely to receive. And we need to build above it a new relation to bestow, as it was in the corrected Adam HaRishon that the Creator created. One system. And let's hope that we can nevertheless understand how special this is, how important, and basically the only thing that that was given to us to do in this world. There was one system whose parts were all tight, connected. And when it's one system, then they work together in one operation. And then the Creator, in order to show them the power of the connection, He had to break them and give them an opportunity to return to connection through their own efforts, as it is with us. In this way, we attain something from its opposite. And this is the work we need to do. We're still opposite from connection, far from connection, without any tendency, leaning, or affection toward connection. On the contrary, it's opposite from our nature. But when we're in it, we see the whole system in a way that is called lo lishma, not for her sake. In other words, for the sake of each and every one, but not for the common sake. For the common sake, meaning for the Creator. If we come closer to each other, by this we come closer to the Creator. In this way we come from a state of lo lishma, not for her sake, to lishma, for her sake. And we begin to feel the one system, the system of Adam HaRishon. And then all of reality seems to us like one correct reality, exactly as it should be and as it is. Okay, Niv, please.
Lo lishma, we come to lishma, number one, by Baal HaSulam. We find and see in the words of our sages of the Talmud that they have made the path of Torah easier for us than the sages of the Mishnah. This is because they said one should always practice the Torah and mitzvot, even lo lishma. And from lo lishma, he will come to lishma, since the light in it reforms him. Thus, they have provided us with a new means instead of the penance presented in the above-mentioned Mishnah, Mishnah Avot. The light in the Torah, it bears sufficient power to reform one and bring him to practice Torah and mitzvot lishma. They did not mention penance here, but only that the engagement in Torah and mitzvot alone provides one with that light that reforms. So one may engage in Torah and mitzvot in order to bring contentment to his maker, and not at all for his own pleasure, and this is called lishma.
Let's read it again.
We find and see in the words of the sages of the Talmud that they have made the path of Torah easier for us than the sages of the Mishnah. This is because they said one should always practice the Torah and mitzvot, even lo lishma. And from lo lishma, he will come to lishma, since the light in it reforms him. Thus, they have provided us with a new means instead of the penance presented in the above mentioned Mishnah Avot. The light in the Torah, it bears sufficient power to reform one and bring him to practice Torah and mitzvot lishma. They did not mention penance here, but only that the engagement in Torah and mitzvot alone provides one with that light that reforms, so one may engage in Torah and mitzvot in order to bring contentment to his maker, and not at all for his own pleasure. And this is called lishma.
Ken. זאת אומרת, ישנה מערכת.
Yes. In other words, there is a system that is called Adam HaRishon. Initially, the system was uniform, where all its parts were connected and caring for each other, like parts of a uniform system, united system. And we have to feel the opposite form. Otherwise, we will not attain the inner essence of the system, what is called connection. We can attain it only by attaining connection from its opposite state. And the connection between us is the Creator. The connection itself is the Creator. So by the Creator creating this system, He gives us a chance to understand what is concealment when He is absent from the system, when we are disconnected, and to the extent that we connect, it becomes revealed in the system as its inner force. And this is what we need to do in our entire state, meaning in the process that's been going on for many life cycles and all the states every moment in our lives. And we come from a state that is opposite from spirituality, from the truth, meaning from connection. And to the extent that we're not connected and attain our disconnection, the broken system, as our world, our dark world, where we don't feel what we do, why we work, etc. So gradually, the system itself operates on us, moves us toward connection. And here we are already going into all kinds of methods, how to connect between us, how to come closer to each other. And this is how we go through the times. There were times when we connected through physical actions. Then we shifted to more internal actions by beginning through physical actions to know our system as an internal system that exists within us, within the connection between people. And in this way, we attain more and more these two opposite states, the broken state and the state of connection. This is basically what we have before us. And we must not slight either states. We should always ask ourselves, check ourselves, in which of the two states we are. And as much as we can detect our situation, by this, we become more and more understanding, feeling, united between us, and advancing in the process of connection. Our goal is to return to the system that the Creator created initially as a system that is called Adam. When we go through the path from the broken state of the system to its corrected state, when we are connected above the separation, then we understand the two sides of the coin. The broken state and the connected state. And in this way, out of the two of them, we also understand, feel what the Creator did and why He did it. And this is how we attain as the advantage of the light from within the darkness, the revelation of the Creator from within the concealment. And in this way, each one on the path attains himself in the system that is entirely broken and also brings himself into a system that is entirely connected. In this way, we understand the process, and in the process we go through, we understand the thought of creation, the purpose of creation, what happens, why the Creator did it specifically in this way. Because basically from the end of the act where we come, when we come to it, we then understand why the Creator created this system to begin with, why He broke it and prepared for us a way to go through all the states from the broken to the complete. And in this way, we attain within the system the upper force itself, meaning that in the connection between us, the closer we come to each other, the more we attach ourselves to each other, we attain more and more that one force that operated and is operating and will operate, which did everything only so we would attain it. And the states we go through, we can divide them into two. Lo lishma, when we are still not connected to the inner forces of creation and cannot connect ourselves together and learn what it means to be together compared to the broken state. And to be together, corrected, when we are corrected. And then we understand what the Creator wants from us. That's it. This is the process that we go through. Yes, Niv.
There's a question here, please. Good morning, Rav.
Good morning.
What is that force, the light that reforms, that should help us complete this process?
It's the force of the connection, the force of the Creator, who fills all of reality, but the Creator hid it, so that we would want to discover and through it connect, and this way attain our unity, our connection.
Kiev.
Да, любимый учитель. А что значит, что мы постигаем замысел творения, вот когда соединяем?
What does it mean that we attain the thought of creation when we connect the whole system? You said that first we attain ourselves as a shattered part of the system, and then we connect and discover the thought of creation through the connection.
The minute we connect the system, we see how each part within the system is connected to the other parts, and how they operate in a uniform way. And this, in the end, gives us a chance, a possibility to know the Creator, the one force that closes everyone, connects everyone, operates everyone. And this is the goal of our connection, our correction, to bring ourselves, between us, into such a connection that we will begin to feel the operating force between us, which is present, and we discover it. As it is written, you have made me. From our broken state, from our personal desires and thoughts, which are opposite from each other. And in this way, we can advance toward unity. So we will feel the system as one, Adam Rishon. We will connect together, and then we will feel that one Creator operates within us, and we will be as complete as Him. This is the purpose of the correction. Holland 1.
Good morning, dear Raf.
Morning.
We're speaking here from the retreat in the KPU retreat in Holland, and we have a question. To engage, let's say, in Torah and mitzvot, it looks like it brings us from lo lishma to lishma. But there is an addition, and why is this addition there, that we also need to give the Creator contentment? Is it not enough just to be in Torah and Mitzvot to bring us from low Lishma to Lishma. So why is this addition there to give contentment to the Creator?
But for what purpose? That's the question. That's the main thing. If we are not connected, it is called that our desires, our thoughts, our tendencies are each one, in each one individually, because we entered into a disintegration of the relationships between us in the breaking of the tree of knowledge. So when we're not trying, laboring to connect, what should we do? Adam Rishon, initially, the way the Creator created him, is a system that is entirely, that contains many parts, many pieces. And all of them are connected and working together, each one for everyone. It's a system, as in every system, we don't even understand the systems that we build in our world. Because if the system, every system we build, all of its parts must be connected correctly. So each one participates with the others correctly, right? In connection. And therefore, it's not enough for us that each of us exists as he was born, only for his own sake. But rather, we have to invert it so each one operates for the sake of the whole system. And for the sake of the whole system, we say that it's for the sake of the Creator. Because he basically created the system, he is within it, and he governs it and understands and feels us, and according to our requests, he can bring the system from separation to unity. Okay?
So I understand, if I understand you correctly, dear Raf, so you can work in Torah and Mitzvot without giving the Creator contentment.
It's also not called Torah and Mitzvot, commandments. It is called going by rote, going by things we were used to. It. People say we can do this, but the truth is the whole issue of Torah and Mitzvot, the Torah and the commandments, the point of it is to connect people so that they feel that they are in one system, and each one is working in connection with the others.
Okay?
Thank you. Turkey too.
Good morning, dear Rav. Daily Rav, sesini işittiğimizi ve gördüğümüze yaratana sonsuz teşekkür ederim.
Good morning, Rav. We are full of infinite gratitude to the Creator for hearing your voice and seeing you. The question is, how can we feel that light of the Torah? What is such a deficiency?
The light of the Torah is the force that connects us together, gives each one and all of us together a feeling of connection, mutual complementation and a goal, where through this complete complementation, complete connection, we arrive through it to the gradual revelation of the Creator. and the Creator, and we are present, are connected and become incorporated together so that we become what is called He is One and His Name One, where the Creator is He, and His name is us, the vessels that connected together and discover Him within us, in the connection between us.
Okay.
Latin 1.
Pregunta de un amigo. No queda claro por qué.
Question of a friend.
Rotos.
It's not clear why the Creator created us corrupted. If this need for correction, it's clear to us that nobody builds a building in order to break it so it can be fixed. So what's the intention in creating a creation that is corrupted to begin with?
If we don't understand how we collect, build from all of our pieces, which is we ourselves, we are the broken pieces. So how we build a connection between us, like we build a building out of from bricks, etc. So we won't know who we are, how we should be in our complete form, and what kind of building we have to come to eventually. And so only from its opposite, from the deficiency and darkness that we ourselves, when we ourselves try to reach the connection and the light, by this we attain the internality of creation, the purpose of creation. And we understand the Creator, why He did it this way and not another way.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Hay otra pregunta, la decena. Nosotros hemos logrado mayor intensidad.
Question from the 10. We want to reach... We lost his voice. We can't hear you, Latin 4.
No, listen.
We can't hear you. Latin 4, we can't hear you.
No, lo shomim.
Okay, let's go to someone else, and afterwards we'll see. Peter 3.
А в чем качественный шаг между ощущением «мы» нашего объединения и ощущением из этого?
Is the step in quality from the connection between us to the feeling of the Creator between us? How do we go from one to the other?
Я не понял. Еще раз.
I didn't understand. Again.
Мы объединяемся, ощущаем уже «мы». Какой шаг к тому, чтобы ощутить?
We're connecting, and then we feel the «we». So what's the next step to take in order to feel the Creator, from we to the Creator?
The essence of the connection between us is the Creator, meaning if we come closer to each other in order to build a system of connection between us correctly, not corrupted, where each one adds to the others, and in this way everyone adds to everyone else. So we feel more and more and more how much we can come into a complete system. It's like in any system that we build. In them too, we want all the parts to work in a way that they complement each other, and in this way they can attain something common. The purpose of their work, the purpose of their creation. And then we attain, when we connect them correctly, what is the acting mind within this system, why it did it this way, in a broken way, or in a connected way, etc. In other words, by this we attain the depth of creation, the whole depth of it, from its broken state to its corrected state.
Siberia.
Siberia.
В чем мудрецы облегчили наш путь, если мера достижения?
In what did the sages make our work easier? To the extent of the efforts that we got the degree, that didn't change.
They gave us a means to attain the goal, to attain all of creation, and to attain the one unique and unified force that operates in it, which is the Creator. This is what the sages brought us with a method, how to attain the creation and the Creator.
Woman Turkey 8.
Women Turkey 8.
Sevgili Rav, bizler nasıl sürekli yaradanı memnun etme geçelim?
How can we reach the awareness that we must work constantly for the Creator to find joy?
Everything that was created only so we would return this entire system called Adam from being, it has to be similar to the Creator. So we would return this system into its proper state. And this is our goal, the purpose of our existence, that if we do want to be incorporated with the Creator in one work, then we have to try to come closer between us, and within it, we discover the Creator.
Niv?
Niv?
Yeah, a few questions down here.
Hello,
Rav. Our purpose is to know how to work in Lishma, or how to work in Lishma and in Lo Lishma.
Yes. We begin with Lo Lishma. Lo Lishma is the beginning of our work, when we still don't feel a connection between us, but we already have an inclination to come to connection between us in order to reveal the Creator in the connection between us. And the stages here are Lo Lishma, when we are still in the egoistic desire and we don't really want to connect, but we can somehow take some superficial states of connection between us in the tens, in all kinds of activities, in lessons, and then we gradually come to a state that is called Lo Lishma, and from it we come to Lishma. In other words, our whole work will be only to discover the Creator, and by this bring Him contentment.
And the state of Lo Lishma and Lishma, it's constant states that I'm always working in Lo Lishma in order to go to Lishma?
Yes.
Niv.
Good morning, Rav, friends. Baal HaSulam writes that the sages of the Talmud made it easier compared to the Mishnah for offering us something more than the penance. So what did they know that the ones from the Mishnah didn't know? Was this process natural or they invented it? If you could explain it.
We are talking about Kabbalists of previous generations, from thousands of years ago, who discovered these things in the system of connection between us and between a person and his world. And this is what they wrote. And provided it for us.
What caused the change? Because he's actually comparing between the two groups. What's the essence of the change? And how did it suddenly appear?
Once it was only connection, more external. And then the recommendation of the great ones of that generation was only in order to connect, to help each other physically. And then, as the generations advanced, and that group that existed, and advanced toward connection, discovered, understood that if they engage in it more internally, meaning talk among them, even write about the principles of connection, then by this they can advance more effectively. And in this way, they advanced from generation to generation. It's a matter of many years.
So it's a natural evolution.
It's not natural evolution, the way you mean it, that it's within the still vegetative animate and speaking nature. It is internal evolution within a person who attains creation and the purpose of creation and how to realize it.
What does he mean when he calls this penance? It's a difficult word.
Because connection between the parts of creation has to be above the inner ego that exists within each one, where the system of Adam HaRishon was shattered, so each one felt himself as being isolated from others, as having a tendency to use others. And in this way, he looks at everything around him. So it turns out that he has no choice. This is how he lives. So it turns out that if we want to return to the corrected state in one system, then we have to rise above our ego, above the rejection and the tendency to use others for our own sake, and over this, they started building a system which is already called the system of correction and connection. So when we stop using each other, that's what he calls a self-torment, avoiding.
Penance is when people wanted to use the forces of nature in order to connect, so it turned out that they had to go against the force of nature directly, meaning eat less, rest less, stop doing all kinds of things that they would enjoy. That's called penance, meaning that a person to begin with in all his actions wants to punish himself. To punish himself for feeling that he has the evil inclination, the will to receive for himself.
And this is in a method of the sages of the Talmud. We don't do that. We don't punish ourselves.
Latin 4.
Nosotros hemos venido haciendo un trabajo de mayor conciliación en la escena.
We've come to do more concentrated work more committed work in the 10. So the question from the 10 is, how can we in the 10 achieve greater efficiency in the work in Torah and Mitzvot?
Only through the connections between us in the 10 and the study and implementation in the 10 of what we are learning from the sources that speak about the connection. That's usually about a sulam and rabash.
Yes, there are questions from the internet, please. So one question from Kabu 9, dear Rav. Is it correct to depict the work of connection as changing our nature? And in this, is this the work we're doing here?
Yes, obviously it's a change in our nature that we go from the intentions to receive to the intentions to bestow.
No.
That's it. So let's keep going.
Excerpt number 2 from Zohar for All. One should always engage in Torah and commandments, even not for her sake, because from not for her sake, he comes to for her sake. This is so because for man's lowness, he cannot engage in commandments in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker right from the start. Rather, by his nature, he can make any movement only if it is for his own benefit. For this reason, he must engage in commandments, not for her sake, first, out of his own benefit. And yet, during the carrying out of commandments, he extends abundance of kedusha, holiness. And through the abundance that he extends, he will eventually come to engage in commandments for her sake, in order to bring contentment to his Maker.
Again,
one should always engage in Torah and commandments, even not for her sake. Because from not for her sake, he comes to for her sake. This is so because for man's lowness, he cannot engage in commandments in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker right from the start. Rather, by his nature, he can make any movement only if it is for his own benefit. For this reason, first, he must engage in commandments not for her sake, out of his own benefit. And yet, during the carrying out of commandments, he extends abundance of kedusha, holiness. And through the abundance that he extends, he eventually comes to engage in commandments for her sake, in order to bring contentment to his Maker.
Okay. Questions? Do you have a question?
Yes. What are the commandments that extend abundance of kedusha?
We're in a 10, and we want to connect in everything possible. And then we extend the light that reforms, and it works on us, even though we still can't feel its results in practice. But still, we, from lo lishma, we come to lishma. We still extend that light, and it works, and we come closer to the state of lishma. We feel more and more, we understand, we speak about it, we engage in the connections between us, which are closer to the system of Adam Rishon. It takes a long time, a lot of efforts, We go through many states, but in this way we reach that correction.
So are we supposed to feel that we are drawing abundance of Kedusha, of reforming light, or are we not supposed to feel it?
No, we don't have the vessels for it, but every so often we can feel that we're moving closer towards something spiritual, which is understanding, a feeling which is more internal, deeper, truer than what we're engaging in.
There's another question here. Ayal, please. Rav, when does a person know that he entered Lo Lishma? How does he know that he's performing operations in Lo Lishma?
For now, it's enough to say that I'm performing actions in order to cause connection, even though the inner results from it that I perform, I still don't feel them.
That means that the activities of connection that we do in the tent, like for example, last night we had a meal, like every Thursday we connected, we talked about the greatness of the society, the greatness of the way, the greatness of the path. Is this act is Lo Lishma, or maybe it's not?
You have to answer that on your own, not that I can do it.
What's the scrutiny we need to make in order to understand if we are in Lo Lishma?
The scrutiny is that we are willing to do actions only for the connection. Because by that, we are coming closer to a state that the Creator can be revealed.
Good morning, beloved Rav. Why do we need time in order to reveal the state of Lishma?
Because we're opposite of the corrected state. That's clear. If we need to advance to the corrected state in order to bestow, it's opposite of our current nature. So we have to do actions in order to gradually come closer to that state.
PT6. Thank you. Good morning, beloved Rav. Who receives the abundance, the taste of the abundance? Is it the person himself or the ten?
The ten and each one in the ten to the extent of his participation. Ita one.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Quale deve essere?
Good morning, Rav.
Ci sostiene quando ci connettiamo? Il desiderio di rivelare.
What should be the goal that sustains us when we connect? Is it to discover the Creator or only to bring Him contentment?
To bring Him contentment. But contentment we give the Creator when we reveal Him.
No. Meaning
to give Him contentment, that's the main thing. But in order to give Him contentment, we need to connect between us in order to prepare a place for Him to reveal Himself in us.
There's another question here, please. Good morning, thank you. How do we engage in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bring contentment to the Maker? How do we come into this intention in the Ten?
Gradually, when we enter the right environment, so you learn that from the friends and from the books. That's what we're talking about. nothing but the connection between us that the Creator is revealing in the connection between us, we don't need to learn or do.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Рафту тут написано, что вот природа человека не позволит ему сделать даже малейшее движение.
It says here that man's nature will not allow him to make even the slightest movement, if not for his own sake. If a Kabbalist is in the quality of Lishma, does he completely replace his nature so even the slightest movement he does is for the sake of the Creator, or is it that over every desire he has to overcome and invert each desire from lolishma to lishma?
That depends on the state he's in, on what degree he's on. Depends on the degree he's on. What spiritual degree?
Niv.
Niv? Let's keep going.
Yes. So we are in excerpt number 3. Bala Sulam writes, do not say that if Lishma is a gift from above, what good is one's overcoming and efforts and all the remedies and corrections that he does in order to achieve Lishma, if it depends on the Creator. Our sages said about it, you are not free to rid yourself of it. Rather, one must give the awakening from below. And this is considered prayer. Yet there cannot be a real prayer if he does not know first that without prayer it cannot be obtained. Therefore, the acts and remedies he does in order to obtain Lishma create the corrected vessels in him that want to receive the Lishma. Then, after all the actions and the remedies, he can pray in earnest, since he saw that all his actions did not help him whatsoever. Only then can he make an honest prayer from the bottom of his heart. And then the Creator hears his prayer and gives him the gift of Lishma.
Ken.
Maybe you read it again. I don't see that there are any questions.
Let's read again. Excerpt number 3, Bala Sulam writes, do not say that if Lishma is a gift from above, what good is one's overcoming and efforts and all the remedies and corrections that he does in order to achieve Lishma, if it depends on the Creator? Our sages said about it, you are not free to rid yourself of it. Rather, one must give the awakening from below, and this is considered prayer. Yet there cannot be a real prayer if he does not know first that without prayer it cannot be obtained. Therefore, the acts and remedies he does in order to obtain Lishma create the corrected vessels in him that want to receive the Lishma. Then, after all the actions and the remedies, he can pray in earnest, since he saw that all his actions did not help him whatsoever. Only then can he make an honest prayer from the bottom of his heart. And then the Creator hears his prayer and gives him the gift of Lishma.
Shel Lishma.
Also, I don't see, maybe you see questions.
Yes, there are questions here. Zvika, please.
Good
morning, Rav. We're happy to finally see you at the lesson.
We're
all happy. He writes about the gift. He says that a gift from above comes as a result from what? When do we get a gift? And who decides if you get the gift? And what are the conditions to get the gift?
That's really a question on its own, that it's a big question and it's not simple. When do we need the gift? When are we worthy for a gift? Who exactly do we receive it from? Do only one of us or everybody together in the group, and so on? That's something we need to scrutinize. And why is what we receive for our work, as we say in Torah and Mitzvot, why is it called a gift? Is it a payment? Something we deserve? But why is it a gift? So all these things is something that we're going to have to find what's written about it and scrutinize it.
But what are the conditions? And do we have a chance to receive it? So what is the gift? Is it to be in Lishma?
When we receive Lishma and we're ready for it, and we decide on that lishma, on that state, that it's a great gift, very special, that there's nothing greater, nothing above that, and we can only receive it from the Creator Himself. So we truly attain something special then.
But what are the conditions?
That you want it.
If I want it?
Without a deficiency, you can't receive it.
I've wanted it for 30 years and I still haven't gotten it. So what are the conditions?
You didn't think about it that you want to receive it.
So why do I come here?
Ask yourself, Tzvika, don't start.
But no, why do I come? If I don't want to receive the gift, then why am I coming to receive this gift?
You want to receive some kind of gift, which exactly?
And if I knew, I would tell you.
So I'm telling you, the place you are, there's also an ability to get the divine gift. And you don't see where it is exactly or how to receive it, with what conditions, and so on. So that's how it happens, that you're still without the gift. It's waiting for you.
Thank you very much.
Moscow 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, рада вас видеть.
Yes.
Вопрос. А вот мы стремимся, ну, допустим, в то же самое Лишма.
If in Lishma we yearn for the state of Lishma, then within the state of Lishma, what should we yearn for?
Towards the Creator. Lishma is that we want to do good to the group, and through it to do good to the Creator. That's our work, and that's our purpose. That's the direction of the work.
Florida.
Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. It says here that the acts and remedies that he does in order to obtain Lishma create the corrected vessels in him that want to receive Lishma. And then it says the actions and remedies he can pray in earnest since he saw that all his actions did not help him whatsoever. So it says that they helped him create the Kalim, and then it says that his actions did not help him whatsoever.
Right, meaning he comes to a state that he tried to do everything in his powers to do, and he saw that it doesn't help, and only prayer, and more or less he understands what sort of prayer has to come from his heart. He raises it to the Creator.
Barur. Tov.
Clear.
Akshav nilech le...
Okay, so we will go to the women. Women, Hebrew 2.
Thank you, Rav. It says here, so what does this overcoming and all the corrections he does help? What is a correction that a person does?
A correction that he can put the intention to bestow.
How is this connected to the 10?
That the whole 10 helps each one of the friends to be able to do the intention to bestow through the whole 10 to the Creator. Meaning, if we all want to connect between us, that the Creator will be our purpose, so each one who does something in such a ten, he will aim himself to give contentment to the Creator.
Where does the contentment meet the ten? How do these two concepts connect?
It connects in the heart of man towards his friends in the group.
Love for a friend. Is this called contentment to the Creator?
Yes.
Rav, in the beginning of the lesson, I heard you saying that a person discovers himself in a broken system. Who is broken, he or the system?
The system.
What is broken in it?
The connections between the parts of the system, between people.
And when he discovers that the system is broken, what is his role? What should he do in practice?
To connect, to correct the system that he wants to take himself from in order to receive to in order to bestow.
So the system is broken, but he has to correct himself. When he does it, he doesn't correct the system?
He's part of the system, and that it's shattered.
So he can only correct his part, his own personal breaking.
Yes.
How does he correct it?
By asking to have love towards the friends.
Regardless of what his eyes see, he just asks for love, or should he also correct things that are broken in practice?
To correct in practice.
How?
To ask the Creator.
In other words, a person feels a broken system, the Creator lets him feel it, only so he would turn to the Creator with it, so the Creator would correct it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Woman Moscow 6.
Доброе утро, Раф. Как прийти к единой истине
молитве
в десятке и вознести ее?
To come to one prayer in the ten and raise it to the Creator. How do we do it?
Only through the work between you. When you connect, you come together towards a connection and ask together by the plea to the Creator to make one connection between you.
Woman PT 38.
Women PT 38.
If a person asks to come to the tent from the bottom of the heart, can the tent accept this gift?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Rav. Ne tür eylemler sonucunda gerçek bir doya gelebiliyoruz ve bunun yaratandan
var. Through which actions can we come to a real prayer? How do we come to ask from the Creator for this?
Through what deeds do we discover the true prayer? Only through the connection between us. Against our ego.
Niv.
כן, יש לנו פה שאלה נוספת, בבקשה.
Yeah, we have another question here, please. Good morning, Rav. My name is Chagai. I wanted to understand the topic of contentment to the Creator, especially in relation to the gift. Does the contentment come at the stage of lo lishma, when we shift from lo lishma to lishma? Is the gift connected to the contentment that we give Him? I'd like to get a clarification.
I didn't understand the question exactly.
We're talking about the contentment we give to the Creator. So first of all, I'd like to understand better what is the contentment that we give Him.
We can cause contentment to the Creator by helping make a vessel that the Creator can be revealed in.
So, does that mean that the contentment happens at the state of lolishma? Is it a condition for the gift we give?
Also, in lolishma, we're coming closer to such a state.
Thank you.
Selam Rav, selam Dünya Krisi. Rav, inanç mı gruba, yoksa grup mu inanca destektir?
Is faith a means that the group uses, or is the group a means to acquire faith?
Both.
Bediuk, gam ve gam.
Both.
Zo. Tov, niv.
Keta mispar arba, kotev Rabash.
Exit number four. Rabash writes, one who sees one's lowliness sees that he is treading the path leading to the work lishma. This gives one room for a real prayer from the bottom of the heart. When he sees that no one will help him but the Creator Himself.
As
Baal HaSulam interpreted concerning the redemption from Egypt, I am not a messenger. For everyone saw that only the Creator Himself redeemed them from the governance of evil. And when rewarded with the work lishma, there is certainly nothing to be proud of, because then one sees that it is only God's gift and not my power and the might of my hand. And there is no foreign hand that can help him. Therefore, he feels his loneliness, how serving the king is an immeasurable pleasure. And without his help, he would not agree to it. Indeed, there is no greater lowliness than this. Again, exit number four, Rabash writes, one who sees one's lowliness sees that he is treading the path leading to the work lishma. This gives one room for real prayer from the bottom of the heart. When he sees that no one will help him but the Creator Himself. As Baal HaSulam interpreted concerning the redemption from Egypt, I am not a messenger. For everyone saw that only the Creator Himself redeemed them from the governance of evil.
וכשזוכים לעבודה דלשמה, בטח
And when rewarded with the work lishma, there is certainly nothing to be proud of, because then one sees that it is only God's gift and not my power and the might of my hand. And there is no foreign hand that can help him. Therefore, he feels his lowliness. How serving the king is an immeasurable pleasure. And without his help, he would not agree to it. Indeed, there is no greater lowliness than this.
PT 35.
Thank you very much, Rav. A question from a friend in Netan who has a problem with the internet. Is the gift being with the friends and every day feeling more internally closer to them? Is this the gift?
Yes, it's not the purpose, it's a means, but it's the correct means.
In other words, we always say that the environment is very meaningful. We have to be thankful each day for the environment he has given us.
We need to build a special environment every day that it will advance every day towards its purpose.
Thank you very much, Rav.
As it's written, it will be new in your eyes. Ita 3.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. In our world, we receive many illusionary results. In spirituality, instead, do we receive a lot of no's, I don't know, or confusions? All those resistance are the Creator's gift.
Also, of course, if we discover the way they aim us towards the goal, so obviously it comes from the Creator and those are His gifts. Okay?
Dare l'assenza di... Cioè noi siamo sempre in dei calcoli.
We are making always calcolations. The absence of calculations represents the passage from lolishma to lishma.
No.
If, whether we calculate or not at all, that's a regular, the regular thing a man does. But to calculate in the system of lo lishma and the system of lishma, that's what we need to be ready for, sensitive towards that, and engage in it. Okay, Niv, I think that, what?
There are questions here from the internet.
Yeah.
From Women HaSharon, what lowliness does a person see in himself, which the excerpt talks about?
Whether he's in it or he isn't in it. Next.
From Kabu 9, how does recognizing my lowliness help me achieve a state of lishma?
When a person sees as much as he's in a lack of forces, so he searches where to get those forces from. And then he turns to the Creator.
From Women Mac, what does it mean that a person knows that without prayer he cannot attain what he wants?
By many actions, with experience, a person reaches a state that without help from above, he cannot attain anything spiritual.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay, well, Niv, let's move on to the next lesson.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson, and before that, we'll sing a song together.
My dear friend, please take my hand and lead the way. And we'll rise and step together every day. With your help, I'll finally break this heavy heart of stone. I can do this on my own. Without you, I feel alone.
В твоем сердце есть особая черта. На любви к другому строится она. И зовет меня раскрыть ее в тебе, мой друг. Пробудить отдачи дух, насладить весь мир вокруг.
El amor de nuestra unión calentará los corazones de toda la humanidad. Gracias a la fuerza de nuestra plegaria.